We want to have some freedom today. As we're worshiping today, I got this scripture dropped into my heart, and it's out of Matthew chapter 27, and it's when Jesus was died on the cross. You know, he dies on the cross, he gives up his spirit. Then in verse 51 of 27, he says this: "At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, and the rocks split, and the tombs broke open, and the body of many holy people who had died were raised to life. They came out from the tombs, and after Jesus' resurrection, they went to the holy city and appeared to many people." And I felt like the Lord said, I want to break some people loose that are feeling kind of dead. And it's interesting that when Jesus dies, there's an earthquake, and it tears the veil in the temple. Now, the temple was supposed to be symbolic of the presence of the Lord. It was called the house of the Lord. And yet, because it was in the hands of the Pharisees for so many years, God no longer was there. Okay? And so there is a prison that was called the house of God. And the Lord had to, by his death, enabled freedom to come to the house of God. And he tore the veil, which meant that now people could come and come to life in the house of the Lord rather than become full of a religious, legalistic spirit like the Pharisees. Some of you are thinking, what are you talking about? But what I'm saying is that there was a form of religion in the days of Christ that was not life-giving. Rather, it put burdens and made people dead. And so when Jesus died, he restored life back into his house. And it was symbolized by the earthquake that shook all these dead people out of their tombs. Well, I think that the church in America is beginning to be shaken alive, okay? And I think our church is beginning to be shaken alive as well. And we've had years and years, and I'm not sure where I'm going to go this morning, and I'm not trying to be flippant, but I really don't. I kind of have some ideas. But the church in America, we have been drinking and drinking and drinking and eating and eating and eating and eating and eating of all this spiritual food, you know, Bible teaching, Bible video programs, books, all this kind of thing. And yet, the church in America at times, if you look statistically and you look just observationally, seems anemic compared to what we see in the book of Acts. Okay? And so my belief is that the Lord wants to restore back to his church a life-giving aspect, that people don't come to church and leave more dead than they came. That they're filled with life and they begin to infect others with their life. Not because we have great outreach programs. See, what the church has done for so long is we have said we church leadership, we need to institutionalize outreaches, right? When the Lord said, I gave you my spirit, you are to be the outreach. Our job isn't to coordinate your outreach. Our job is to give you life. And then you got life, it bubbles over, okay? And so as a leader in the Church of Jesus Christ here in Hawaii and in America, I've been repenting a lot. And I go, God, have we been doing a system of church that doesn't give life? Man, we've taught how many dang sermons have taught, you know? 500 sermons, you know, in the last 10 years. Where's it gotten us? I think there's been some progress. But I go, God, if I've been giving your people less than the fullness of your gospel, the gospel is good news. It gives you life. Does that make sense? And I think that I'm not trying to blame myself and I'm the only horrible pastor in town or whatever. I may be, I don't know, but at least I'm repenting. but I think what I'm really trying to say is that there's a religious system, and I would even call it a demonic spirit, that is over churches, and it's like a demonic tapeworm. You know what a tapeworm is? Right? You can eat and eat and eat and eat, and what happens? Your body starves because that stinking worm eats everything that gets in there. Does that make sense? And so we have churches where, you know, we need more teaching. I need more equipping. I need more this. I need more that. More books, more videos, more da-da-da-da. I'll go to seminars and conferences. And it's like, but we're still as anemic as ever. What's going on? There's a religious tapeworm that is swallowing up the fullness of God's word and spirit in his churches. And so myself and the senior leadership, the elders, we decided we want to kill the tapeworm. You know, and it doesn't take, we don't care how long it's going to take. We're going to kill this worm because we want to set the people of God free. Okay? We want the kind of earthquake shaking that wakes people alive. And when they come out, they begin to testify of the goodness of God. Right? They appear to many people in Jerusalem and say, Jesus is alive. Look at me. You knew me. I was depressed. I was a loser. I was victimized. Whatever. I am not that way anymore. Jesus can heal you. Let me pray for you. Right? That's what it's supposed to be. So we're in transition as a church. And I don't really know, you know, how to bring that about. You know, I haven't read the latest book. I need to read that new book, you know, How to Kill Religious Tapeworms, you know, in 8 easy steps, you know. You can teach it and the video it and you can do the journal. You can buy the journal on how to kill the tapeworm. I'm so dang sick of those things. Sorry. Anyway, we need the Spirit of God and the Word of God. We need the presence of Jesus to break the church free, okay? Some of you look at me like, he's getting insane. If sanity was what we used to do, I want to be insane. Don't you? Right? Do you want to have the continuation of where we have been, the church has been? Not just this church, but every church in America for the last 20 years. You want a repeat of that? I don't. If that's sanity, let's be insane a little bit, okay? Right? Jesus doesn't call you into reasonableness, does he? Right? He calls you into a walk of faith, which means you have to depart from your reason to obey his voice. Okay, so we just step off the deep end. Okay, thank you, Lord. That was a good beginning. Now where do we go? Thank you, Lord. Well, let's just ask for an earthquake in our hearts. You know, if you're saying, you know what, I want more God. And I want to be so alive that no one needs to tell me, have you done your outreach this week? You know, I come back and I say, let me tell you what's happening in my life. Let me show you what's going on, right? Does anyone need the whip? Go evangelize, dang it. You know, you want that? Is that the kind of Christianity you want that needs to be forced and pushed and legalistically motivated? Or do you want the kind of Christianity that goes, oh man, God is awesome. He's awesome. He's incredible. Look at you, you're a loser. You need Jesus or whatever. You know, I mean, you know, you could poke your neighbor that way too, right? Hey, you look like a loser. Get away, come on. Jesus is here. Suck up his spirit. Let's get alive in God, right? He's awesome. He's tremendous. Okay, don't you want that kind of faith? Or do you want the, have you read your 10 books today kind of faith? I don't want that kind of faith. I want the kind of faith that's living. So what if that's what you want, let's stand up. And let's just invite God to shake us up and bring us into life wherever there's death. And let's say we want to take a stand against religious tapeworms in Jesus Christ's name. We say, no more tapeworms, right? We had that sign, you know, tapeworm X'd out, right? No more religious tapeworms in Jesus Christ's name. Lord Jesus, we need you. There's no life apart from you. And we pray, oh God. You would shake us up. Cause an earthquake to happen, Lord God. In my heart. In my soul. In my schedule. In our gathering. In churches across this land, oh God. We need a reformation. We need a revival. We need a visitation. We need to be brought into life. So we take a collective stand against a religious spirit. And we speak death to the spirit. And we speak life to the Holy Spirit. And freedom for the people of God. Freedom! Freedom, Lord! We want freedom for this land. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Maybe seated. Some of you, your first time here. he looks pretty nerdy to be yelling that much. I want a faith I get excited about. Don't you? Yeah. Do I want to be just depressed all my life about God or about what it means to be a Christian? I want to be happy. You know, when I remember meeting my wife and, you know, I didn't shout, but I could have said, I have the best fiance in the world. I mean, you should say that, right? You should be excited about what it means to be a member of the body of Christ. You should be excited about coming into the house of the Lord. Oh, it's church dues again. You know? Save it. That's of the devil, okay? Don't let your emotions rule your life. Some of you are like, oh, I don't feel like worshiping today. Well, dang it, make your emotions do it. Right, my kids don't feel like clean up the room. I go, well, when you feel ready, you can do it. Oh, we're going to wait to 2006, but, you know, it will get done. You know, when the mold devours everything in the room, it will be clean. That's not going to happen, is it? Right? Some of your emotions are like unruly children in your life. Some of you are emotionally driven, and it's like a spoiled child. Well, there's only one way to treat a spoiled child. You unspoil it, which means you assert discipline onto it. Some of us have wayward children emotions, and it compromises the true worship and obedience to Jesus. It's time to take out the paddle. Okay? Can I just tell you that? Time to take out the paddle and say, let's find out who's boss here, and it ain't you. Okay? It is Jesus Christ who is my Lord, and I am his governor, and I will govern this body in accordance to the Lordship of Christ. And I don't care what you say, emotions, I am bringing you into alignment. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, Paul says, you know, I beat my body and make it my slave. Okay? Why? So I may finish the race that's been set out before me. Okay? So that's the kind of mentality we need to have. Amen? Okay, we good? We good. Okay.